This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
This show may contain strong language or adult themes. Listener discretion is advised. There is nothing wrong with your radio. We are controlling transmission. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limit frequency. Good evening, my name is Ricardo.
My name is Sam.
And this is the Outer Limit Frequency. Making shows for the radio is hard. Okay, so maybe it isn't, but over 180-odd episodes, Sam and I have kept track of a backlog of all the cool, weird, interesting crap that we haven't had to fit into a show yet. And since it's quite a sizable backlog, that's what we'll be dragging out into the light for y'all here. Think of it as a trove of best-kept secrets, and a little later on, I'll have a feature on a band that I can't shut up about.
I feel some kind of weird attachment to Beth Blade and the Beautiful Disasters, as I was lucky enough to be switched on to them when Beth was just starting to get things going while I was writing for an e-zine. The long road to their debut album, Bad Habit, in 2017 was just a tad stressful, and when it finally came out, it introduced a wider audience to the raw rock of Beth Blade and the Beautiful Disasters. The only real downside to this first record was the actual production quality. It was fair. However, the songs themselves were great, and in the years since, they've released Show Me Your Teeth, which was a vast improvement, and more recently, Mythos, Confession, Tragedies, and Love, just this year, which is in the running for my album of the year. There's nothing fancy going on here, nothing overly technical or anything like that. It's just raw, hard rock. The sort of thing we would expect from a gal out of Wales who absolutely loves Kiss and other classic rock bands. Hell, they've even managed to land a gig on the Kiss cruise. Keep up the good work, Beth. This is their latest single, Persephone. There's not much info out there about the British rock band Text the Heat, which I still find kind of frustrating. Ever since their debut album in 2016, these guys have been on my mind as an up-and-comer, but it just hasn't really happened to the level I expected yet. They're extremely accessible, usually radio-friendly, have great hooks to their songs. It just doesn't make any sense. However, I suppose it has only been two albums so far, and their most recent Change Your Position was back in 2018. I can't help but feel like the whole COVID thing may have had something to do with this as well, seeing as it doesn't look like they've done much since 2019. Hard to tell, though. All we can do is hope for more. From their debut album, Fed to the Lions, this is Animals.
Book of Knots is an art rock collective based out of New York. This disreputable organization boasts current and former members of Sparkle Horse, Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum, Tin Hat Trio, and numerous other bands with very silly names. The Book of Knots specialize in concept albums, specifically about America's past, present, and future. Indeed, they only have three albums today that cover those exact topics handily and chronologically. While I was initially drawn to their third album, The Garden of Fainting Stars, because of the Mike Patton feature, Train Eater is the better album overall. Train Eater is the group's second record, and it tells the tales of America's decaying industrial heart. It's only fitting, then, that this album features an appearance from the world's rustiest blues singer, Tom Waits. And here he is on Prey.
Beans are gone. You got to pray now. Pray.
Serenity and Murder are a blackened death metal band out of Tokyo, Japan, that have been around since 2009 and somehow have never made a splash of any real kind. Sure, their genre is very niche, but they do it extremely well. The songwriting is great, the musicianship is about as good as it needs to be, even the production quality in the music videos are top tier. They even have a bit of a hook in that their vocalist, in fact, both of their vocalists have had, are pretty and small women with absolutely god-tier powerful voices. There is no way you would look at either of them and expect them to sound like they do. And honestly, it is that kind of novelty that usually gets a band some kind of attention in this day and age. Then when you do get past that, you realize how good these guys and gals are. For me, Emmy was definitely the better vocalist, so we are going back to their 2015 album, The Highest of Dystopia, for Await Me Your Oath.
Xenia Rubinos is a singer who has one of those powerful, expressive voices that makes you feel things, even this cold-hearted cynic, which is a rare and precious gift. Last year, she released her second album, Una Rosa, which won over the critics with unflinching messaging and vocal drama. And while I enjoyed Una Rosa, I was exposed to Rubinos a few years earlier when I stumbled across her first EP, Magic Tricks. Her music is almost intentionally hard to describe. It layers modern songwriting chic with vocal jazz and Caribbean folk traditions to create a blend that is truly her own. The fact that she has a degree in jazz composition from Berklee College of Music certainly gives their arrangements a certain sense of verve and style. For my money, there are a few musicians out there more stunning or unique than Xenia Rubinos, and this is the song that originally got me hooked on her vibe. From Magic Tricks, this is Hair Receding.
Can't believe it's been so long since I've seen you. I imagine the lines forming on your face, your hair receding.
Probably the most well-known of the artists I'm talking about tonight is Norway's Shining, but even they aren't exactly big. It's no surprise, really, this is one seriously weird band. They've gone from free jazz to avant-garde to art rock to hard rock and prog to some kind of prog metal to avant-garde metal, then what I guess could best be described as blackened avant-garde progressive jazz metal. Then to completely throw everyone off, back to some kind of comparatively easy to listen to hard rock with their album Animal. This was a great album, and if they had continued in this direction, I honestly think they would have done well with it. However, their more recent stuff has been different again, more electronic, and I don't think I like it at all. So we're sticking with Animal, and the surprisingly pretty song, Hole in the Sky.
The sweetest day we ever had was when tomorrow never ever came. And now beneath the burning sky, we sit and watch our world go up in flames. I watch everything we ever made crash into the sea and fall apart. We fall together hand in hand. It was written in the stars all from the start that
now, our feature artist. That Handsome Devil are a band that I've been infatuated with for a good 15 or so years now. They're the sort of group that I feel comfortable recommending to just about anybody that I know, but they're also a very hard group to define. Perhaps it's that elusive nature that's kept me coming back all these years. Although they perform live as a full band, That Handsome Devil is primarily a collaboration between rapper, singer, God forbid, and guitarist-songwriter Jeremy Page. Somewhere along the line, they got themselves an influential fan, which has led to both of their biggest moments of public exposure. The first time I heard them was in 2005, when their song Elephant Bones was included as a bonus track in the extremely popular video game Guitar Hero 2. It has a more mid-2000 sentence ever been uttered on the show. It was a catchy, misanthropic slice of lo-fi surf rock, and I was hooked immediately. The song led me to seeking out their self-titled album that was released the next year, at great expense, I might add. And I don't know what I was expecting, but the That Handsome Devil album was so much more than I could have imagined from that one small taster. It's very brief, at only 7 tracks and 29 minutes, but it contains so much energy and variety, borrowing liberally from indie rock, hip-hop, surf, swing, and carny blues to craft a sound that was strikingly unique, and nobody else painted a picture of the world we live in that was so uncharitable but profound. This is an album preoccupied with the prolonged death rattle of the American dream and the toxic society born from it. So while I am tempted to play an up-tempo track like the aforementioned Elephant Bones, instead I'll go with the song that I feel fully sums up the themes of this first album. This is Miss America.
Does comically when he says a lot of things. Mommy does the shopping, daddy's digging through the laundry bins. He likes to try on mommy's things with his hair up in her bobby pin. The neighbor's very neighborly, occasionally taking peeks at his niece while she takes a pee. I heard the plumbers found a finger when they fixed the basement leak. So pick up the phone, fix up your lawn, turn the TV on, there's nothing wrong with New America. Mr. Wilkinson killed a man drunk from the bar, hit him with the front of his car, drug him so far there were nothing but parts for hundreds of yards. Those big damn power lines will drive you out your mind. Edna sits in the shower sometimes for hours and cries whenever she forgets to tell Howard goodbye. So pick up the phone, fix up your lawn, turn the TV on, there's nothing wrong with New America. But mommy's body shook, dropped the coffee cup. I guess the coffee wasn't strong enough. Becca was a quiet girl behind the wheel with a mouth full of diet pills, a couple beers and some stuff for your sinuses. Dancing in the fire, smashing all of the appliances. The psychiatrist said the Zoloft had some side effects. So pick up the phone, fix up your lawn, turn the TV on, there's nothing wrong, Middle America. Pick up your phone, fix up your lawn, turn the TV on, Miss America. We love you. But there are also many, many more like us who will not be pushed around.
Looking back, I realized there was a good chance that this handsome devil nonsense was going to be a flash in the pan, so I was pleased that a second album, A City Dressed in Dynamite, arrived just a few years later. This is a more fully realized version of what the band was capable of, and it really helped to establish many of the group's most prominent tropes and motifs moving forward. Just like self-titled before it, A City Dressed in Dynamite also had a song feature in a popular, era-appropriate music game. The track Rob the President appeared on the tracklist to the game Rock Band 2, which was also developed by Harmonix, who'd made Guitar Hero before it, so whoever on that development team was a fan of their music has done them a huge service. One recurring element of That Handsome Devil's albums is their love for rambling spoken word type tracks, dense, chaotic stories packed full of paranoia, panache, and sparkling wordplay. So please ignore the dated references to certain political figures as you listen to Viva Discordia. If you're anything like me, then this is the sort of song that'll get stuck in your head for the next, I don't know, 14 odd years.
in medicine they fed us with. Send a speech, read it off the teleprompter. We fly away in an Orbi helicopter. Every medal concert in the Yellow Mazda. Jello shots and marijuana going off the wall now. For a bunch of mobsters looking for Osama.
City Dress and Dynamite was quickly followed by the Enlightenments for Suckers EP in 09. Compared to the previous two albums, Enlightenment has a more stripped back, raw and nasty sound, but the pared back sound really does suit the tales the EP is trying to tell, because if anything, the themes and lyrics here were more aggressive and unfriendly than ever before. In fact, I often think of Enlightenments for Suckers as a giant middle finger. Oh, you want a full sound of the previous album? Middle finger. You want more than five tracks? Middle finger. You have feelings? Middle finger. Speaking of which, this is Stockholm Syndrome. It's about not being able to tell which of your feelings you're supposed to own and which ones you're supposed to apologize for. Just 2 years later, that handsome devil were back with what I feel has been their most complete album so far. The exquisitely titled The Heart Goes to Heaven, The Head Goes to Hell is jam-packed with more of God forbid's sour assessments of society. But underneath that prickly exterior, there's a real sense of loss and failure at the album's core, an existential sadness that underpins the jibes and the jokes. The happier tracks are balanced out by others that collapse into despair. And through it all, God forbid maintains his chameleon act, shape-shifting his malleable voice to serve each song's narrative and emotive purpose. This balance between heartfelt abandon and cerebral doom and gloom is very hard to pull off, but it's true what they say. The heart goes to heaven, the head goes to hell. This next song is called Buyer's Remorse. It's about the realization that despite our aspirations as children, a lot of adulthood is one giant disappointment. Buyer's Remorse indeed.
Mountaintops and evergreens, and every day you got just a little bit shorter. Stephen made a promise to show us who our God is. $1,000 seminar out in the Bahamas. Well, Stephen made a promise, it looked at me, I saw it. We all just wanna be kids again. Just wanna be kids again, but you care my back, y'all hear the sounds. We all just wanna be kids again, but the girls came on giving in. But we all just wanna be kids again, but you care my back, y'all hear the sounds.
I think that an album's title should be giving the listener a clue about the nature of the music they're in. Same goes for its cover art, actually. It's okay to judge a book by its cover as long as that cover was designed specifically to sell its contents, right? Okay, so that Handsome Devil's fourth album was called Drugs and Guns for Everyone. And the cover is a childlike drawing of a pistol and syringe holding hands. That's enough said, right? Their previous work seemed to be content with sitting on the sidelines, poking fun at the addicts, crooks, and hypocrites. But Drugs and Guns for Everyone had no issue diving deep into the muck and getting a first-hand taste of the worst the world has to offer. Songs like The Face For It and 70s Tuxedos have seedy, sinister connotations, and this is an album with track names like Throwing Up, A Drink to Death, Party Mum and Invisible Dad, and Junkies in Love. That last one might just be the sweetest song the band's ever recorded, which is saying something. I still love it, though, and hopefully you'll like it too.
When they first met, they were skipping class and smoking cigarettes.
Cigarettes.
They joked a lot. He sold some pot before they shot up dope or even smoked a ride.
Smoked a ride.
Now she walks a bit behind them, itching, twitching, whining, crying. Coke to meth and then their mother's rings. His brother's always covering. He says that they're recovering. Outside the bar again, breaking in the cars again. You don't know how hard it's been arguing with garbage cans. Everywhere she tags along, a bag of bones is dragged along until they're barely hanging on.
Hanging on.
Now he walks a bit ahead while she asks for change and cigarettes. He was gonna be a rock star. She wanted to sing opera, shouting their proposals from the back of a cop car. But who am I to judge? I've tried all kinds of stuff. These sunken tired eyes have cried enough. But who am I to judge? I've tried all kinds of stuff, your sunken tired eyes who've cried enough. Do you show a pretty now? Your clothes, they all dirty. Someone should have gotten bald, but no one did, no, not at all. Do you show a pretty now?
And that was it from the band for the longest time, aside from the very forgettable History is a Suicide Note EP from 2017. God Forbid has been primarily focused on his solo career since, releasing two excellent albums, Jesus Chrysler and How to Make Your Art Matter. But in late 2020, a teaser appeared online in the style of the late night infomer hosted by God Forbid himself. And we weren't left waiting long, as on the 1st of January 2021, the group released their long-awaited fifth album, Your Parents Are Sellouts. Much like the previous records, I feel there's a clue in the title as to the tone. These are stories of a society that no longer serves the people. I'm sure that every generation has this revelation eventually, that we've been unduly influenced and damaged by those who came before us, but rarely has it been so eloquently phrased. The people who put you here have sold out, so what are you going to do about it? This is a sneering, snarling indictment of the highest order. This is Pull No Punches music. So it makes sense that our final song of the evening is called Punch in the Face.
What would happen if I punched you in the face? The hinging of your jaw undone as it breaks. Once you're down, afraid you might get up, I will not lighten up. I'll grab your throat, I will not let you go, and choke you till you feel vulnerable. I want to punch your face forever. I want to smash you past the point that you're dead. You're chip and crack, your skin will split and snap. My hands sting, swinging while they're chanting.
Your bones will chip and crack, your skin will split and snap. My hands sting, swing while they're chanting. There's no other way of stopping you than to get on top of you and swing until it's gotten through. This isn't how I wanted it. I don't care who started it. This won't settle our arguments. I want to punch your face forever. I want to smash you past the point that you're dead.
And you know what? I reckon that's going to do it for this week. Thank you once again for tuning into the Outer Limit Frequency. And if you like what we do here, search us out on your streaming service of choice, because we've got lots of episodes out there. And that is because of the great work of the team at Access Media. Thanks, y'all.
And since you're coming back next week, join us as we take a look at one-man bands, because there's quite a few of them, and they deserve our respect.
Thanks for listening to this Free FM podcast. If you want to hear more content like this, you can support Free FM via Patreon. Head to patreon.com/freefm89 to find out more.